Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How y'all doing? I took last week off, man, with the holidays. I figured no one would listen to my podcast. So I have two episodes coming out this week. This is to make up for Thanksgiving week, and the second episode will be for this week. So I hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving. I hope everybody made it back home safely. Yeah. So how was it? Did you have to go off on a family member? Or did you wait until you got kind of drunk and you go, Steven, like you sat there the entire day just getting annoyed. They were doing something that you just hated. And they've been doing it for years. And like, this was your year. You were like, you know what? I'm saying something. I'm going to say some shit to this dude. I'm going to let him know. And then you have a couple of turkey legs. You have a couple of drinks, a couple of shots in you. And he does that thing again. And you just like, you know what, man? You know what? And then boom, you let it go. And then someone tries to jump in to stop you, but you kind of don't like them. So you jump on them too. So you like, oh, you want to jump in and you doing blah, blah, blah. And now the whole room has turned on you. And now you look like just the alcoholic, drunk, hateful person ruining everybody else's Thanksgiving, even though you're saying all the shit that everybody else wants to say. But they have to act appalled and upset with you. And then those two people are like, you know what? I'm done, man. I'm not staying here. I'm not going to sit here and be talked to like this on a holiday. We're supposed to be family. And they grab all their shit and go. And then people act like, no, come on, man. Steve, man, just stay, man. He's drunk. Don't listen to him. He's drunk, man. It's, you know, he get like this. You know, they acting like they're helping the situation. Like they're trying to get him to stay, but they're actually slowly like helping him get their jacket. Making him a plate. Come on, man. Stay, man. Please, come on, man. You don't got to go. Hey, did you want some yams? Okay, yeah, I'll throw that on the plate. And then they walk out. Him and this girl walk out and they leave. And everybody's like, oh, thank God. And everybody just started laughing. It's like, man, why you do that, man? Why you say that to that dude? It's like, what, man? Everybody was thinking it. Is that how your Thanksgiving went? Were you that guy that did that, or were you on the receiving end this year? Were people finally sick of your shit? Then Black Friday, you had to wake up and apologize. Man, you know, I was a little drunk, man. You know, I got stuff going on, bro. You know, I love you, man. I don't even know where that even came from, man. I have no idea. Tell your girl I'm sorry, man. I don't even know why I even said that about her. I just made that up, man. I know it sounded too exact, you know, to be like I made it, but I made it up. You know what I'm saying? If it happened to be true, it was just a weird coincidence. I really didn't know that she slept with that dude, you know, while he was in jail. I didn't know. So I made a, you know, I'm sorry, man. I got some things going on in my life and I made a mistake. I said some things, man. It's just when after you left, man, the whole party died, man. I'm sorry, man. Next year. It won't happen again, man. It's not blood. Come on, man. Come back next year, man. For real. You want to go shopping? Is that how it went down? Not at my house because we kept it simple. It was just us, me, Bot, and Yoshi Boshi. I got my sling off. I'm finally out of my sling. So that feels great. And I haven't really cooked much in about 7 weeks. So I actually felt good. To get back in the kitchen, made a baked chicken, did some stuffing or dressing, whatever you call it. I don't know. Black people fight about that shit. White people eat stuffing. We eat dressing. I don't know what it is. It goes in the turkey and shit's good. Okay? I make mine out of cornbread. I always go a little overboard with the poultry seasoning, though. I need to stop that next year. But it was cool because I made just enough. There really weren't much leftovers the next day, which is cool. But yeah, so I made a chicken. I made dressing and roasted carrots, mashed potatoes, kind of lumpy. So I like my corn. Wait, yeah, no corn. Did we make cornbread? No, we have Hawaiian rolls, those King's Hawaiian rolls, which are crack. And I think that's pretty much it. We didn't do a whole lot. Oh, some turkey ham. If you never had that, that shit's good. It's at your local grocery store. Jennie-O turkey ham is turkey kind of cured like a ham. It's already cooked. And basically all you do is you get like a big plastic bag, like a freezer bag. Put some pineapple rings in there, some brown sugar. Let that shit marinate overnight. Pour it all into a casserole dish. Heat that shit up for like maybe 35, 40 minutes at 350. Boom. Oh, and get it sliced at the deli. And sometimes the deli won't do it. You might have to go to the meat department. They'll slice it and get it sliced kind of thick like ham steaks. Off the chain, folks. Off the chain. So that's what we did. I watched some football. I had like a couple beers, but, you know, I'm a responsible adult with a child. I can't. So I had a couple beers, and then, we hung out. It was fun, and that was our Thanksgiving. So, but I hope everyone had a great one. Didn't do any Black Friday bullshit. I've never gone out and done that. It's just ridiculous, man. It's a shit show. People are a bunch of animals to go out and buy a shitty TV. You know, I can't be part of that madness, man. I really can't. And honestly, me being a big black dude, if something happens between me and another shop, it's my fault. It's automatically my fault. And I don't want to deal with that. I know people are like, why are you even bringing that up? It is. It's like whenever someone from the outside looking in, they see a big black dude arguing with anybody, it's always the big black dude's fault. You know? So I just stay away from that shit. I can't be a part of it. It's sad to see people, I mean, snatching fucking vegetable steamers from little kids and people fighting and dragging TVs down the aisle. It's ridiculous, man. Over a TV that, I mean, and half the people that they were there last year buying a goddamn TV. So what happened to the TV you bought last year? I can't do it. I can't be part of that madness, you know. I can't. So hopefully, any of you guys that went out, you guys were safe and nothing stupid happened. To me, it's just not worth it to buy a TV for $100 and almost get trampled over it. I can't. Just watching all those fights and stuff on YouTube and Facebook is just, it's ridiculous. And now it's slowly, Black Friday is just slowly crept into Thanksgiving. Before you know it, Thanksgiving will just be, if Black Friday will be 2 days. It'll be like beige Thursdays and then Black Friday. Because, I mean, now stores are opening up at 6 o'clock on Thanksgiving. It's like you can't even get through the prayer and it's just, you know, and people are gone. And thank you for this sale. And they don't even eat. And it's just like, all right, we're going to go shopping. It's like, we're not even taking the time out to give thanks to anything anymore. It's just like, all right, let's go get this stuff for real cheap. And it's sad. But hey, that's the way our culture is moving. You know? And you hear Christians complaining about, these cups, about how Starbucks doesn't want to celebrate their holiday. It's like, aren't you tired of a Christian holiday being commercialized anyway? But I obviously not. You want this major billion-dollar corporation to put your God on their cups. I don't know what reindeer have to do with Jesus, but I think I already covered that. But yeah, it's just sad, man. The one day that we actually set aside to give thanks and be with family is slowly just being encroached upon by big business. And, you know, I don't blame them. I don't blame them. So, but honestly, you know, most of the people I talked to that went out, they said it actually wasn't that bad. I think what they're trying to do is trying to maybe like, lessen the blow on Black Friday. So if you got those people like, you know what, I'd rather go get my shopping done today on Thanksgiving at 6, you can go do what you got to do. So when Black Friday hits, it's probably not as bad, but still, I can't, I don't even want to risk being part of it. I didn't even leave my house. I just figured the traffic would just be too bad, so. Yeah. Oh, so like I said, I got my sling off last Tuesday. And that feels great. I'm getting the mobility back in my arm. Not much strength in there. Can't really lift it, but I have this pulley thing that I've been doing with my physical therapist. I have one here at the house. I do it twice a day, and it's getting there, but man, it's still pretty painful. And so when I went to the doctor to get my sling removed and, you know, to talk to him about how things were going, I'm sitting in the waiting room, and this dude just starts talking to me about, I forgot what he was talking about a friend of his or something. And his friend was like this ping pong player, and he kind of like shoehorned in the fact that, like, he goes, yeah, and, you know, there's this big ping pong tournament on the way to, I mean, in the same building that we were going to do this bowling tournament thing or something. But he said, yeah, he pretty much said he played, he bowled for money, a high stakes bowling game. And you can tell he really wanted me to bite on the high stakes bowling gambling thing. And I was like, all right, so what? Were you a professional bowler? And he goes, hell yeah. I'm like, all right, so you kind of famous or something? And he was like, yeah, you know, I just wrote a book about how I was like the best bowler in the world at one time, and I used to bowl for the mob. And, you know, he's like, I had a lot of things going for myself. Then I got addicted to drugs, and I was homeless in New York City for like 7 years, and some priest saved my life, and I've been sober for 23 years now. And I actually wrote a book about it. And he goes, see? And the book is called Alley to it's called Redemption Alley. And I'm like, so what's your name? He goes, Bob Perry. So I'm kind of like, all right, this guy's probably embellishing on his accomplishments, you know, somewhat. So I get back home, and I'm like, let me look this guy up. And sure enough, man, this dude has a book on Amazon. Like I said, it's called Redemption Alley by Bob Perry. And when I Google this guy, I put in Bob Perry, and like the second thing that comes up is bowling. And there's like two or three different very short documentaries about this dude, and he was not fucking lying. This dude was like, I'm trying to think of another sports equivalent. I'm not going to say Len Bias, but he was like the best bowler in the world that never really accomplished all the great things that he could have accomplished. But he did do some things, but he never reached the heights to which they said his talent could have taken him. Because he got caught up in drugs and shit. And I watched this. It was about a 7 to 10 minute documentary about him. And like, there's all these like legendary bowlers talking about how great he was, the power on his ball. Like, now, if you ever watch bowling on TV, you notice like these guys have these like really high reach backs. I don't even know what the terminology for it. But when you see people bowling, when they bring the ball back, how high the ball is. Like, he was the guy who started doing that. And you would think that's like a normal thing. But I guess before him, That really high backswing, there it is, backswing really wasn't a thing until Bob Perry started doing it. And they were talking about how the spin on his ball was the greatest spin of all time, and the power, and he can do all kind of crazy shit with the ball. I mean, they were talking about this guy like he was like the Michael Jordan of bowling. And he started at like a really young age. He would like hustle people at bowling alleys. This dude played in like 4 or 5 different leagues all over the city. So he's like running around to all these different bowling alleys, just getting 300s and just kicking people's asses and playing money games and shit. And it's like crazy. It's like this dude was almost like a comic, you know, doing like 4 or 5 spots a night. But he was just doing it with bowling and just making, like he was saying, like this thousands of dollars a night in a bowling alley. Because he said Friday night, Either Friday or Saturday. I watched this like a week ago. It was either Friday or Saturday night. That's where all like the bowlers would go, and they would just start. They would just walk in like, "Yo, who's the best dude in here?" So me. It's like, well, fuck it. We're gonna pay for $500. And I never thought like bowling was that competitive. with the egos and shit. And this is, I guess it's like any other sport. So that was pretty crazy. And the documentary that I watched, he was a lot younger. He had wild and crazy hair, but the guy that I met was a frail, skinny dude, but he seemed pretty cool. So if you're just into that type of thing, hearing about people's story, you know, people having it all, kind of losing it and then coming back, check it out. Again, it's called Redemption Alley by Bob Perry. Check out the videos on YouTube. And, so this dude, right, I forgot this part. So he's like having this huge rise, you know, into like bowling stardom, fame and all this kind of shit. Gets into drugs, kind of throws the middle part of his life away. And then like in 1997, he makes his comeback after like being gone for years as a junkie, a homeless person. And he wins this like tournament and he wins $100,000. And like, it was like this huge moment where it's almost like just seeing, kind of like, I guess when Michael Jordan came back, but he didn't leave and start shooting heroin. He just left and did other shit. But this dude got his life back together. And then over a 5-year period, I guess, climbed the ranks, the bowling ranks yet again. And won like the World Series of Bowling and became like the world champion. So that's a pretty amazing story, man. The thing is, this dude started to tell me the story, and then I got called back to see the doctor. And in the back of my mind, I was kind of like, oh, God, I really don't want to listen to this dude's story at all. But something told me, like, you know what, Chris, go back when you get done and go back and sit with the guy. He was still sitting there, so he probably already saw the doctor, and he was waiting for me to come back. So I was like, you know what, this guy obviously wants to tell me this story, so I will oblige him and sit down and listen. And it was probably one of the coolest interactions I've ever had with a random person in my life. So you just never know who you're sitting next to, the shit they've done in their life. So one more time, his name is Bob Perry. The book is called Redemption Alley, and it's on Amazon. So the shit, it's real. He is who he said he was. And I think that's pretty freaking cool that I just met this guy, you know, a world famous bowler that people would probably die to meet on a random Monday at my orthopedic surgeon's office. But other than that, nothing else has been going. Oh, yeah. One last thing before I get out of here. We got a new show in town. Me and my man CJ, TJ, have a new show at this place called the Double Horseshoe Saloon, which I was like, oh, here we go. This is going to be fucking great. It's weird, man. It's like this weird, like, redneck biker bar, but it's like a lot of, like, older lesbians go there, some black people go there. It's probably the weirdest group of people I've ever come across in my entire life. You wouldn't think that they would even allow black people in this place. But we did a show there Tuesday. We had this guy, Jason Weems. If you haven't seen him, he was on Last Comic Standing last week, last season. We had him come out. It was a phenomenal show. They were going crazy. Some freaking lady pulled her titty out. People were yelling shit. I mean, it was like wild and crazy, but at the same time, they didn't get too out of control. They had a blast. And I want to thank Jason Weems for coming all the way from Baltimore and doing the first show for us. That was a great show. We're going to be back there next week with an open mic, December 8th. And then December 22nd, we're going to do another book show. And we're bringing the guy from Richmond, Virginia, to come in and do that. But I want to thank all the people at the Double Horseshoe Saloon for advertising the show and packing the room out. We had a great time. And we're hoping that it becomes one of the better shows in the area. But that's pretty much all I've been up to. So, again, I hope you guys enjoy your Thanksgiving. Take the time out and talk to somebody. You know, that one time I wasn't on my phone or just trying not to make eye contact and talk to anybody. I met somebody that was really cool, had a very interesting story. And if you get a chance, man, check out that guy's book or just Google him and watch those videos on YouTube. His name is Bob Perry. And follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Chris Allen Comedy. And the email is negropleaseradio@gmail.com. And there's a show. That's a show. Peace. See you on the next episode.